Inside the Huddle with Jamie Blocker and Don Stock, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm. And now, Don and Jamie.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Great. Sectional basketball time. Great basketball games last night. We're going to have a really good group of guests here, especially in the first half hour. Coaches that won last night, they'll be playing tonight. We'll go over some scores from last night. At Attica last night, Faith Christian beat Attica 55-39. That's in sectional 54. Faith Christian will move on to the championship game tonight. And one of those coaches we're going to be talking to will be Chad Cahabe from Rossville. The Hornets last night put it to Fountain Central 41-16. I counted that's 13 wins out of the last 18 after an 0-5 start.
I'll tell you what, they're playing really, really well right now. And you look at John Harrell. John Harrell has the Hornets in the ball game, and I think they got an opportunity to pull one out and move on.
Oh, I think so, too. I think they go over there tonight and really, you know, upset Faith Christian. Faith Christian just hasn't had any success in a tournament until here of late, so I don't believe they've ever won a sectional title. If they have, it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, I thought John Jacoby said they haven't won one since his sister played.
Yeah, Rossville's been a long time, and yeah. I think it's been a long time for Faith. But I think, you know, Rossville kids, maybe the softball bleeds over from last year, you know, being very successful in softball. You know, probably a lot of the same kids, and I think the Hornets go over there and get that done tonight. That's just my guess. We'll move on to 3A sectional action that the Hot Dogs played in this week at Benton Central. Wow, what a ball game last night. Twin Lakes 68, West Lafayette 61, two overtimes. Twin Lakes is the number one team in the state, 25-0. Did you see the last second shot that put West Lafayette a chance to take them into extra innings last night? A girl, as you would say, the right corner pocket. It wasn't even a shot. It was a throw, heave, falling out of bounds, and she nails it, and it puts it, you know, a tie ball game, I think, like 61-61 or something like that. You could even see on Sam King's broadcast last night, or when he showed that on his Twitter page, the referee even kind of shook his head like, hey, she made it, you know, and counted it. So another great tournament action up there. Of course, host BC, very good on their home floor. They're 18-8. They beat Rensselaer last night 54-51. So it'll be Twin Lakes versus Benton Central at Benton Central tonight for the 3A title, sectional 22. Twin Lakes is 25-0 and the number one team in the state.
Just goes to show you that when you get into the tournament, man, anything can happen at any moment.
And then the ball game that you called last night that was very important in this area. Well, before that, the first ball game last night, Lafayette Central Catholic beat Seeger 69-36. And then the ball game you called last night that went right down to the wire. We knew it'd be a good one. Carroll knocked off Clinton Prairie 53-48 after Prairie had won the regular season matchup. So they would both be 7-1 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. So that makes tonight number 5 Lafayette Central Catholic against number 6 Carroll in what should be an outstanding ball game. Catholic 18-6 against the 22-3 Carroll Cougars.
Hey, we've got Brady Wiles on the phone. Let's just find out from him.
Okay.
Coach, are you with us?
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing?
Hey, well, how about you?
Doing pretty well. A little bit of a lack of sleep, but we're ready to go.
I was just getting ready to ask if you got some head nod there a little bit to get yourself ready, get yourself cleared out from last night, and get ready for tonight.
That's right.
So you're up against a pretty good Catholic team that comes in with, I think, what now, 17-8, I think is what their record is. You guys come in at 22-3. I mean, that don't mean anything. You got to watch them play a couple times. What's your thought about tonight's ball game?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, like you mentioned, the records don't mean anything. We've talked about their schedule in the past. They play a 3 and 4A schedule, and you know, we've seen them 3 to 4 times throughout the year in person, and very familiar with, you know, a couple of their top dogs through AAU and all that. So they're really led by their pressure, their full court pressure, and really everything builds off of that. So, you know, they've got 2 very good players and then 6 players that really play together as a team, and that's why they're successful. But Thompson and Barrett really stand out. Got to limit them. And then Ryder defensively and in transition. You know, like I said, three good players and then 3 others that really understand their role and do a nice job.
Sounds like a mirror, Coach. Kind of sounds like what Carroll has. They have two gals that kind of lead the charge, and then everybody else plays the role. And the gal that I want to talk the most about tonight or this morning is the Gleason gal, who I thought played an outstanding basketball game last night.
Yeah, Reagan really stepped up in a big way. You know, she's a senior. She understands the game, and she brings that edge that we really haven't had the last couple of years. And we talked about that, you know, early in the year on Inside the Huddle, and it really showed last night. You know, and that's what we have to have. We know what we're going to get out of Harness and Wagner. It's 3, 4, 5, 6 that makes the difference. And last night it was Gleason. So huge game for her, and you know, big time performance by a senior that's not ready for the ride to go be done.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And you know, I think if Jamala had gotten in foul trouble in the first quarter, that may have been a little bit of a different breaker for you, also. Coach, you with us?
Did we lose?
Did we lose?
Hey, sorry about that.
Thought maybe you're still dealing with family, kids coming in at lunch or crisp or a breakfast time here.
Oh, we're actually on the way to the school, and we're meeting together at 9:15 as coaches. So I had to run to the vehicle real quick. So I muted you so you could. So
man,
we can still hear.
I get that a lot, Coach. I get muted a lot for some reason. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Hey, I agree with what you're saying. I think Jamila had a rough game, and I think that started because she got in foul trouble and kind of tweaked her leg a little bit. She's ready to go for tonight, but just really didn't get going. And she did have some big rebounds in the second half, but scoring-wise, she was pretty limited.
Well, I think the biggest difference of the ball game from the first time you played Prairie at Prairie and lost was Maddie Wags, as she kicked out for 11 points in the fourth quarter, which really, really helped you down the home stretch.
Yeah, for sure. Madison really struggled in the first game. She was upset, and I mean, I thought she came out aggressive last night. Even though her shot wasn't falling in the first half, she was the aggressor. So big time performance. She had an 8-0 or an 8-2 run by herself in the fourth quarter. And really that was the difference in the game. We went from, you know, a tie ball game to a 7-point lead in a really short amount of time. So that was great to see from her, especially with her struggles last game. Huge performance.
We're speaking with Coach Brady Wiles of the number 6 Carroll Cougars. They'll be playing LCC tonight over at Catholic. Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you, last night at the end of that broadcast, I'm going to make sure what you requested the other day gets to you, and maybe even last night's game as well, and tonight, and do a little package deal. But they did a great job. We were very excited on the radio. And John Jacoby down the stretch said he thinks that Maddie Wags takes the Carroll Cougars into the game tonight, propelled from that great fourth quarter, and just knocks on LCC from the beginning tonight. That's his guess.
Hey, we'll take it. You know, Madison's a player that, you know, she really feeds off of, really feeds off that confidence. And, you know, we were kind of talking about that last night as coaches, that it was huge for her to have that, just confidence builder. And that's what we'll have tonight. I mean, it'll be all hands on deck. And, you know, we truly believe if we play a good ball game, that we'll come out victorious. So, you know, it's going to be a fun one. Huge atmosphere last night. Have to thank our fans and our cheer block. That's what it's all about. That was fun, and we're going to have the same thing tonight. And it should be exciting.
Well, one thing more about Maddie was when Carl went down to get her picture, being the sassy player of the ball game. Carl says, "Man, what got you into shooting so much in the fourth quarter?" She goes, "I was open." And Carl, of course, that lights Carl right up, because that's what Carl's philosophy was: shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot. And it was fun to see. Okay, so Coach, your team came out last night, and it was like a house on fire. Kids throwing them up from everywhere, and trying to get themselves under control a little bit. tonight's a different situation in the fact that you've played two ball games so far this week. Last night's a little more physicality or a harder ball game than what Catholic went through. Are you hoping for good conditioning for tonight?
We are experienced from last year. We had the similar path getting to the Pioneer game last year in our sectional championship. So, you know, those girls have all experienced that. We also use our holiday tourney as kind of a prep for sectionals when it comes to conditioning and getting your bodies right and hydration, all that good stuff for sectional time. So if you're worried about being tired in a sectional championship, you're worried about the wrong thing. So I'm confident we'll be ready to go.
So, as you said, they have two gals you got to keep tab on, the Thompson girl, the Barrett girl, and any particular, of course, I know I'm not asking you to throw out strategies, but they mirror you guys, so does that make it maybe a little bit easier to prepare for than maybe just having to worry about all of them?
I wouldn't say so. They play a different style than a lot of teams that we play. So, you know, we've been preparing for them, you know, for a long time. I expected to get them the first game of sectionals because that's how the sectional draw typically goes. But it's prepping for them specifically, and you know, I don't think that them matching us closely really changes that at all. Because like I said, we don't really play the same styles. Well, we do play the same styles, but in different fashions. So, it'll be a good one.
Well, you're playing on their home court. Big crowd last night, as you mentioned, from the Carroll Cougar fans. We're all hoping that they stay on the same side as they were last night, as it sure makes it fun to broadcast when people are screaming and hollering.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said earlier, I mean, huge thanks to our student section, and huge thank you to the fans. And like I said, that's what it's all about. Sectional basketball is about the atmospheres that we were able to play in last night. And you know, the Carroll community likes to watch good teams, and you know, the Allie Madison and all their teammates, I mean, they're fun to watch. They play a fast paced game, and it's fun basketball. So they've been behind us, and you know, I can't say enough how great that was to see, and I really think that, you know, gave us an edge last night.
So take us through your game plan today to get through tonight. Are you going to take time as a group to watch that big IU-Purdue game at 4 o'clock today?
I can't really watch the IU-Purdue game in a group. I get too stressed out. So I lock myself in a room, and I'm as big of a Purdue fan as it gets. So I lock myself in a room. And
you got any predictions on that game today?
Yeah, Purdue by 50.
Purdue by 50. I like it.
So, but no,
you just gave Don a heart attack.
So no, we're meeting as coaches this morning. Like I said, at 9:15, kind of scheduled our day around inside the huddle. So
thanks.
Meeting
we
as coaches,
appreciate that.
And then we'll have a walkthrough at 10 o'clock. I'll watch the big game at 4, and we need a 4 p.m. and a 7 p.m. victory today for the black and gold, and then for the blue and white.
So, Coach, you say that Tillman is the only one that has a little banged up. Everybody else got through okay and ready to roll for tonight.
Yeah, Tillman's ready to go as well, and we'll physically and mentally we'll be ready to go.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for calling us on a busy day for you. We really appreciate it, and go Cougars.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. See you there.
Good luck, Coach. Thanks for being on.
Brady Wiles of the Carroll Cougars playing the Catholic Knights tonight in the championship game of Sectional 38. We'll be back in a minute as we have Coach Chad Gahabe lined up, ready to go also.
You're watching or listening to Inside the Huddle.